I'd like to say good morning and a very warm welcome to everybody to our service this morning of Holy Communion on the second Sunday of Advent. And unfortunately, we find ourselves in the hall this morning. We've had some electrical trouble, and that's the reason why we're here. But I want to say thank you to a number of people who've made it possible for us to be here at very short notice and worked very hard to make that possible. After our service this morning, everybody's warmly invited for a cup of tea, which will be served from the hatch, and you're welcome to stay if you can after our service. Most of our notices you'll have seen on the way in, but I just wanted to mention in particular that our Thursday evening midweek Advent service will be taking place this week at 7:30. And it'll be at 7:30 on Thursday evening. Next Sunday, our services are Holy Communion at 9:00, morning prayer at 11:00, and next Sunday evening at 7:00, the service of 9 lessons and carols. Also, just to mention that in the hall on the way in, the freewill offering envelopes for 2024 are available for collection. So if you're here this morning, you'd like to take away your free will offering envelopes, or if you can take them away on behalf of a neighbour or a friend who you know can't be here, they're available just on a trolley in the porch as you come in. Today is the second Sunday of Advent, and what I'm going to do is I'm going to invite Brady to come, and he's going to light our second candle for us this morning. So we've got to do two candles this morning. So if you would light maybe that one. Perfect. And then if we go for this one at the back. As we light the candles on our Advent wreath, we remember all those preparations which God our Father made for the coming of his Son into the world. Last week, when we lit our first candle, it reminded us of Abraham, Isaac, Moses, and David, who all looked forward to the coming of Jesus. And today, on the second Sunday of Advent, we remember how God our Father also spoke to people through his prophets and told them about the Christ who was to come. So today, as we light our second candle, we're remembering prophets like Isaiah, Jeremiah, Ezekiel, and Micah, who all prepared the way for the Messiah who was to come. And so as we come together to worship on this second Sunday of Advent, we're going to sing together our opening hymn. If you're using a hymn book, it's hymn 324, God Whose Almighty Word. Sorry, I've made a mistake. It's 21, The Lord's My Shepherd.
Yeah.
Our service this morning is the service of Holy Communion. And if you're following in the prayer book, it begins on page 201. All the responses will be on the screen. We pray together, Almighty God. Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hidden, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name through Christ our Lord. Amen. Hear what our Lord Jesus Christ says. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the first and great commandment, and the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments depend all the law and the prophets. Lord, have mercy on us, and write these your laws in our hearts. God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, Jesus Christ, to save us from our sins, to intercede for us in heaven, and to bring us to eternal life. Let us then confess our sins in penitence and faith, firmly resolved to keep God's commandments and to live in love and peace. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, we have sinned in thought and word and deed, and in what we have left undone. We are truly sorry, and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may walk in newness of life, to the glory of your name. Amen. Almighty God, who forgives all who truly repent, have mercy on you. Pardon and deliver you from all your sins. Confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and keep you in eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen. And our special collect prayer for today, the second Sunday in Advent. Father in heaven, who sent your Son to redeem the world and will send him again to be our judge, give us grace so to imitate him in the humility and purity of his first coming, that when he comes again, we may be ready to greet him with joyful love and firm faith through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
A reading from Psalm 85, beginning at verse 1. You, Lord, showed favor to your land. You restored the fortunes of Jacob. You forgave the iniquity of your people and covered all their sins. I will listen to what God the Lord says. He promises peace to his people, his faithful servants, but let them not turn to folly. Surely his salvation is near those who fear him, that his glory may dwell in our land. Love and faithfulness meet together. Righteousness and peace kiss each other. Faithfulness springs forth from the earth, and righteousness looks down from heaven. The Lord will indeed give what is good, and our land will yield its harvest. Righteousness goes before him and prepares the way for his steps. This is the word of the Lord. Hear the gospel of our Savior Christ according to Mark chapter 1, beginning at verse 1.
Glory to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
The beginning of the good news about Jesus the Messiah, the Son of God, as it is written in Isaiah the prophet, I will send my messenger ahead of you, who will prepare your way. A voice of one calling in the wilderness, prepare the way for the Lord, make straight paths for him. And so John the Baptist appeared in the wilderness, preaching a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. The whole Judean countryside and all the people of Jerusalem went out to him. Confessing their sins, they were baptized by him in the Jordan River. John wore clothing made of camel's hair, with a leather belt around his waist, and he ate locusts and wild honey. And this was his message: after me comes the one more powerful than I, the straps of whose sandals I am not worthy to stoop down and untie. I baptize you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit. This is the gospel of the Lord.
We affirm our faith together in the words of the Nicene Creed. We believe in one God.
We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation he came down from heaven, was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary, and was made man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day he rose again, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy, Catholic and Apostolic Church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. During the singing of our next hymn, the children will be leaving us for Sunday school, and we want to wish them well as they go out this morning. We're going to sing together hymn 112, There Is a Redeemer. Thank you.
Heavenly Father, be with us now as we look to you, learn more about you, as we look to one another and learn more about how we can love one another. Amen. Hidden well in the middle of the book of Psalms. In the book of Psalms sits some of the most beautiful imagery in the Bible. How lovely to think that 2,500 to 3,000 years ago, these words were penned. And because the words captured the loving action of God, and because the words strove to capture who God was in such a beautiful way, they were preserved, and they will be preserved. We will have access to them until the end of time as we know it, in one way or another. It's an amazing thing. These poems in the book of Psalms are outstanding. I am not a poet, and I know it. I thought I would maybe put something together, even the smallest limerick for the beginning of this talk, and I absolutely ditched the idea. It was just awful. Awful. Compared with what we have in the Psalms, the poet wrote, "Steadfast love and faithfulness will meet, righteousness and peace will kiss each other. Faithfulness will spring up from the ground, and righteousness will look down from the sky." The eternal love of God meets with his own eternal loyalty. In this meeting, rightness and the very presence of God meet together with a huge and a mysterious intimacy. This union brings forth shoots of faithfulness from the earth, while God in his rightness watches over everything. It's a picture that in many ways is better felt than grappled with in the mind. We can grapple with anything in the mind if we try, but sometimes we let things speak to our hearts. Advent is that time when we wait for Christmas. Christmas is the arrival of Christ. And Christ in the incarnation, Christ when he came in human body, was faithfulness springing up from the earth. Mary was told that her son-to-be would be named Emmanuel, meaning God with us. And the name we call him by, Jesus, or Yeshua, as his mummy may have called him, most likely would have called him. His name meant God saves. So the names of Jesus are the presence of God, and they are the work of God. Jesus walked the streets of Nazareth and Jerusalem and the surrounding regions, being God's faithfulness and doing God's faithful work. People looked at him and said, "Oh, I know who you are. You are God's faithful love, and I see what you're doing. You are doing God's faithful love." So simple and yet so impossible all at once. When I was about 6 years old, my family, there were missionaries in Japan, and my family were taking a ferry ride from one island in Japan to another. It was rocky and it was very exciting for a six-year-old. And it being the 1970s, there was little thought of health and safety. That meant that myself and another wee boy could take ourselves off to the bathhouse on the boat. Yes, you heard it right. The bathhouse on the boat. It was amazing. And it was a fully tiled room, tiled floor to ceiling. And in the middle of it was this great big steaming hot tub. And we sat in this huge hot tub as the waves outside hit the boat, and the boat rocked, and there was water everywhere, sloshing all over the place. And we were being sloshed all over the place, making no small noise. God's faithful love is so great and so vibrant that it sloshes, it spills between heaven and earth and back again. There's nothing tidy about it. There's nothing necessarily straightforward about it from our own perspective. And it sometimes even seems dangerous, but we are promised eternal safety when we accept this love. Jesus walked the earth, and his teaching, his healing, his loving was the springing up of God's faithfulness that spilled out from heaven. Now, we know that Jesus' love was too much for those who wanted none of it. And it resulted in his own death and degradation on the cross. But that only seemed to make things worse for the enemies of Jesus. Because when he rose again, he gave the Holy Spirit to his disciples, and they themselves began to walk the streets, and people looked at them and said, "Oh, I know who you are. You are God's faithful love in action, and I see what you're doing. You are doing God's faithful love." So simple, and again, so impossible all at once. Here in St. Finian's, we have so many people who want nothing more than for the faithfulness of God to spring up from the ground. And if I may, I'd like to focus on one group of many, but one group within the church, the Mothers' Union. In their hearts, they want their sisters and brothers in this parish and beyond to experience God's faithfulness and to be watched over by the rightness of God. As a part of this, they give their time each year to focus on the issue of gender-based violence. It is a dark and pervasive thing that won't be discussed in detail here and now. What I will say in general is that more than one in three of people in this country have been, they're just going to come forward so you see their faces, more than one in three people in this country have been, are being, or will be made to feel unsafe or even unhuman because of someone that they are in an intimate or family relationship with. And one more thing could be said or should be said. Research sadly shows that this one in three number does not change inside the church or outside the church. In any denomination. The Mothers' Union have endeavored to work behind the scenes to shed light on this and to reach out a loving hand to whoever wants it. There are posters and phone numbers on display around the church buildings for organizations that can help. But this sometimes can be a bit daunting. So some members of the Mothers' Union and myself have been on some training. Not training as in prepping for a marathon, maybe I can only speak for myself there, but we've been on some training for the ears. If you ever have any questions for yourself or on behalf of somebody else, and this would be true for people who come in for our mums and tots, for all the organizations that meet here in our church buildings, if anyone ever has any questions, these ladies here and myself are available for a quick chat. We're not trained in counseling, but we are ready to listen in love. We're ready to walk alongside you as you consider options, or as people who are known to you consider options. We're ready to sit with you as you speak to professionals on the phone, if that is what people want to do. People here will not judge or raise their eyebrows, or do anything other than say, this is a good thing for you to speak about, because this is an important thing for us to be able to speak about. And thank you, I'll let you sit down now. I do notice that you've got wee badges on, and you'll notice that I don't have one. You have asked for one. It's in the post. Safe Church. So it's part of the Safe Church scheme. And this is the first time I think I've been in the company of Mothers' Union and mentioned those words, Mothers' Union, and not been heckled. And so it's lovely. Steadfast love and faithfulness met. Righteousness and peace kissed each other. Faithfulness will spring up from the ground, and righteousness will look down from the sky. These poetic ideas are hard to picture in concrete terms, but one of the ways they are made physical and their reality blossoms is through the loving kindness and steadfast love that all of us can share with one another in this church. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we were each knit together in our mother's wombs, made in your image. Our humanity mirrors you, and we are saddened when we hear that brothers and sisters made in your image are lessened by those around them. So in a moment's quiet, we take this complex issue and we lay it in your hands. God of faithfulness and loving kindness, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Heavenly Father, we pray for the church worldwide, that it may reflect your will and your love for all. We pray that wherever there is your church, your rightness and faithfulness will spring up. We pray for our own Bishop David and for Jonathan, our rector, as they seek to follow your will and do what you want us to do as a church in this parish and this diocese. God of faithfulness and loving kindness, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Heavenly Father, the news coming out of Israel and Gaza is unspeakable. So many hurts, so much inhumanity. In a moment's quiet, we take this vast and complex issue and lay it too in your hands. God of faithfulness and loving kindness, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Heavenly Father, we pray for this parish. We pray for those who are worried about money or food, those who are worried about heating or gifts this Christmas. We pray for those who are in any kind of danger, who are sick or coming to the end of life as we know it. We pray for carers, for those who work to serve others, and we pray for those who mourn. God of faithfulness and loving kindness, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Heavenly Father, continue to hear us as we pray as one body using the prayer that our Saviour taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen.
We do not presume. We do not presume to come to this your table, merciful Lord, trusting in our own righteousness, but in your manifold and great mercies. We are not worthy so much as to gather up the crumbs under your table, but you are the same Lord, whose nature is always to have mercy. Grant us therefore, gracious Lord, so to eat the flesh of your dear Son, Jesus Christ, and to drink his blood, that our sinful bodies may be made clean by his body, and our souls washed through his most precious blood, and that we may evermore dwell in him, and he in us. Amen. Christ is our peace. He has reconciled us to God in one body by the cross. We meet in his name and share his peace. The peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
We're going to join together to sing our next hymn, which is hymn 140, The Lord Will Come and Not Be Slow. Christ, our Passover, has been sacrificed for us. Therefore, let us celebrate the feast. The Lord is here.
His Spirit is with us.
Lift up your heart.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
Father, Lord of all creation, we praise you for your goodness and your love. When we turned away, you did not reject us. You came to meet us in your Son, welcomed us as your children, and prepared a table where we might feast with you. In Christ, you shared our life, that we might live in him and he in us. He opened wide his arms upon the cross, and with love stronger than death, he made the perfect sacrifice for sin. Lord Jesus Christ, our Redeemer, on the night before you died, you came to table with your friends. Taking bread, you gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to them, saying, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Lord Jesus, we bless you. You are the bread of life. At the end of supper, you took the cup of wine, gave thanks and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in remembrance of me." Lord Jesus, we bless you. You are the true vine. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Dying, you destroyed our death. Rising, you restored our life. Lord Jesus, come in glory. Holy Spirit, giver of life, come upon us now. May this bread and wine be to us the body and blood of our Saviour Jesus Christ. As we eat and drink these holy gifts, make us who know our need of grace, one in Christ our risen Lord. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, blessed Trinity, with your whole church throughout the world, we offer you this sacrifice of thanks and praise, and lift our voice to join the song of heaven, forever praising you and saying, Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Thanks be to you, our God, for your gift beyond words. The bread which we break is a sharing in the body of Christ.
We being made one body, for we all share in one
bread. So in a moment, the wardens will assist us to come up row by row as we receive communion. We're going to invite the choir to join the first row along the front here. And we take our time and give each other space as we invite you to draw near and receive the body of our Lord Jesus Christ, which he gave for you, and his blood, which he shed for you. Remember that he died for you, and feed on him in your hearts by faith with thanksgiving.
Lord, here you have nourished us with the food of life. Through our sharing in this holy sacrament, teach us to judge wisely earthly things and to yearn for things heavenly. And we ask this through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. We pray together, Almighty God. Almighty God, we thank you for feeding us with the spiritual food of the body and blood of your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him we offer you our souls and bodies to be a living sacrifice. Send us out in the power of your Spirit to live and work to your praise and glory. Amen. May Christ, the Son of Righteousness, shine upon you, gladden your hearts, and scatter the darkness from before you. And may the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son and the Holy Spirit be amongst you and remain with you this day and forevermore. Amen. Don't forget, everybody is warmly invited to a cup of tea, which will be served from the hatch after our service if you're free to stay. Our closing hymn this morning is hymn 131. Lift up your heads, you mighty gates.